Before the state Senate passed its budget on Thursday, Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy announced he's leaving the Senate majority. Dunleavy made the change in order to oppose the $4 billion spending plan supported by the rest of his caucus. He says he felt constrained in the majority, which requires members to support the budget.
I'm going to respectfully remove myself from the caucus in order for me to vote on this budget the way I think I need to, in order for me to vote on this budget that I think best represents my constituents.
Senate President Pete Kelly said today that the caucus hadn't decided how to respond to Dunleavy's departure. Leaving the majority generally means losing committee chair positions and funding for staff. For Dunleavy, that could mean losing his seat on the powerful Finance Committee and his chairmanship of the Senate State Affairs Committee. The change may make it more difficult for the Senate to vote to draw money from a state savings account. But Kelly added that Dunleavy would be treated as a friend. Dunleavy says the Senate should have cut the budget deeper and should not reduce Alaskans' permanent fund dividends. He denied that leaving the caucus lays the groundwork for him running for governor next year.
There's been people talking about, because the election's coming up, who is going to run for governor? And people have asked me if I'm going to run. I'm not committed to run for governor. I'm not going to dismiss it, but that's not what this is.
Meanwhile, if the state House doesn't agree to the Senate's budget changes, the two chambers will work out their differences in a conference committee.